Cape Talk.
Call 021-446-0567.
And Bonge has definitely got the technical chops to back it all up too. She's a graduate of the National School of the Arts and studied jazz at UCT. I'm delighted to welcome her to the show. Hello.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am so excited that you are joining us this morning. I am a huge fan of yours, so this is a treat for me. Congratulations on the release of the EP, A Journal, which, as I say, was released back in July. How are you feeling about it?
Thank you so much, first of all, for having me on the show. I'm a huge fan of yours also, and it's my first time on Cape Talk, so I'm really excited to be chatting to everybody about music. You were asking how my journey started.
Just how are you feeling about the release of the EP? It's like, I guess it's very much like, I relate to it in terms of like releasing a book or giving birth, actually. When you are a creative and you put your stuff out there, it is a moment of elation, but also vulnerability, I guess.
Very, absolutely. I mean, it's been a really incredible journey the last 3 months. It's just been received so well. I've gotten some amazing opportunities from the release also. But also, like you said, it was just honestly a moment for me to be able to put something out as a solo artist. Because over the years leading up to the release, I've just been, collaborating with a bunch of producers and other artists, it was a really amazing moment for me to be able to just share the music and to be able to release something on my own and to have something out there on my own, but also just to also start a new chapter. I think as a singer-songwriter, I've been working in the industry for a little over a decade now, and I think it was a long time coming, for me to just put something together, to put a project together, to work on something, and also to be brave enough, and confident enough to release it out there and, have an audience, who can, receive it and, also receive criticism, whether positive or negative. But it definitely was a very nerve-wracking experience, trying to get it out there, but I'm glad it's done. I'm glad I was able to do it, even under the circumstances that, we're all as creatives going through.
The fact that you've been in the industry for a decade now, I guess that means that you've sort of seen the good, the bad and the ugly. Whereas perhaps somebody who's just, I often think of people who go the maybe the reality TV show route, and suddenly everything starts happening very, very quickly, perhaps with no room to really breathe and get to know the industry. Is it an industry that you feel comfortable now operating in? Because it's a difficult one. It's a tricky business.
Absolutely. I must say, over the decade I've been working, I feel like I was working as an independent artist more than anything. And I mean, with this project, I was signed to a major label.
Yeah.
And that's a completely different experience because, I mean, as an independent, I was, always used to, being in control, complete control of my time, when I was, doing the music, when I was making music, who I was working with, when I was releasing the music. Also, but with the major label, I feel like I'm actually only starting to learn how the industry works, because I feel like there are certain spaces that I couldn't actually be in as an independent artist. But it's kind of changed because I feel like with the digital age, it's just growing, everything is just moving so fast that it's not even an excuse anymore. As an independent artist, I feel like there's breakthroughs, there's doors opening, and the industry is changing. But being part of a major label, oh my gosh, I've been learning so much about myself because right now I'm actually being thrown into almost like into the main pop culture, into the main conversation that South Africa is having in the entertainment and music industry. And it's a lot, especially if you're somebody who's not used to, that level of challenge, of, that level of competition, that level of, it's just a lot, but I'm also grateful that as an independent, I had all the experiences that I went through, literally sweating blood, sweat and tears, doing everything for myself, having to find contacts and having to meet all these different people to, further my career. But with a major label, it seems, yeah, it's been a breath of fresh air, as much as it's also been very intense and very nerve-wracking, in that I've just got, you know, this countless contact list of people who I've always admired that I get to work with now, you know, that I just easy access to people like DJ Zinhle, to people like the Capo, which I didn't come so easy when I was working, you know, in the independent space. So it's a lot. It's a lot, you know, and I feel like you really need to know who you're, who you are, first of all, yeah, and what you really want to achieve, what your intentions are, before you get swayed, you know, a different direction, yeah, than you intended to. But I'm learning so much about myself. I'm learning so much about the industry, being thrust, you know, into it right now. Like, I'm learning so much, and I'm so grateful for the journey and the process.
In terms of creative control, Bongiwe, what do you now have? Because one would imagine that, and really what I'm hearing you say is that there are enormous pluses to both. There's enormous pluses in of being an independent artist, and really you've got to be your own kind of manager, A&R, the whole thing. You've got to do that on yourself, and then when you get signed, you can kind of delegate that and give that to other people. But I suppose one of the things that people want to know, particularly with your music, which is you know, it's not this sort of manufactured sound. It's very real. I mean, that one gets immediately from listening, particularly to a journal. How much creative control do you have now as an artist? And do you are there moments where you think, oh, I'd actually like to do it differently, and they say, no, this is what we think. How do you balance that?
You know, I've got complete, you know, control over my current project. I mean, I'm very lucky to have been signed to Jacal Entertainment, which is actually being headed by Trezor, an amazing singer-songwriter. And I think I've been lucky to actually have him as a mentor and to have him almost as an executive producer and label head for me, because he completely understands what it's like to be a singer, what it's like to be putting yourself out, to be putting yourself out all the time, and how and what the industry is like also, because he's been through one hell of a journey in the industry, and also just personally. So I'm very lucky in that term. I mean, in terms of, you know, having somebody like him on board, whereas he gave me complete control over what I wanted to do, what I wanted to write about, the type of people that I wanted to work with. And I mean, I did have, because I'm signed to a major label, the nice thing is that I did have input from, you know, a label suggesting a few other writers and producers, which is something I'm not used to, because, you know, as creatives, we become so, we've got our people, you know, when you've got your people, you know who to go to play bass, you know, which is the first drummer that you think of if you want to, you know, create a big band. I think also with that, just engaging and navigating the whole label thing, it was another learning experience, because I just, it meant I needed to open myself up a bit more to new experiences, to working with other people that I might have not even thought of. And that really worked out really well for me. I mean, I mentioned a song like Fly Away. I was literally thrown into a room with producers I'd never even worked with. I was completely scared. I was anxious, you know, whether we'd come up with something really beautiful and genuine, and we ended up doing that. You know, the music took over my, you know, I set my ego aside, but also I created a really great relationship with these amazing people, and we made a beautiful song that, you know, continues to open doors for not only me but for them. I guess it's just navigating that, you know, that whole situation, you know, being an independent artist and knowing how much control I have. But also I feel like I knew what my vision was. I knew what I wanted to say on this EP. And I had somebody like Trezor who knew, you know, what my intentions and what my goals were. I think however we decided to move, we made sure to always remember what the initial goal, what the initial plan was. And yeah, he always keeps my feelings a priority, and my creativity a priority, beyond everything else, and beyond the process also.
It's her first time on Cape Talk, but hopefully it won't be her last. The debut EP is titled A Journal. It's available for downloading and streaming on all major platforms. You heard her speaking about the beautiful track that we are about to hear. It's called Fly Away. Bonge, please will you introduce it for us?
Fly Away is a song about overcoming and just opening your heart to new possibilities. And I hope everyone enjoys it and feels the love and the good energy and the good vibes. We'll fly away.
Love that. Bonge and Fly Away. You can download her EP. It's called A Journal, available on all streaming platforms. It's been an absolute corker of a show.